KTOO Public Media would like to acknowledge the Tlene Di and the Wushkitan of the Occoquan. We are on their ancestral homeland. Our broadcast studios are built on fill that was once tideland and part of what is called the Indian Village. We recognize those families who traveled to and from their homes from these tidelands to fishing and hunting grounds and to gatherings in other villages, and whose children played on the beaches and learned to row in the harbor. The families of the Juneau Indian Village, like their ancestors, cherish and depend upon their immediate connection to the waterfront. KTOO is working to lift up Tlingit voices through the sharing of stories like these and the broadcast of the Tlingit language. Please excuse us for our mistakes and gunas chish for your patience as we learn.
Hansen Gress, ka eat with the shu yi, we kashuk a yi tin. Jin kat ka ke jin ta khanakhaya ha anikach.
You're tuned in to Juneau Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guest today is Aaron Surma, Executive Director of Juneau Suicide Prevention Coalition. Welcome back to the show, Aaron.
Hi, Shelley. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Lots to talk about today. September is National Suicide Prevention Month, and you're here to talk about that along with other happenings. But before we get to that, I just wanted to check in and ask how things were for you and your colleagues this summer.
Things were busy for us. So we actually, not technically merged, but kind of merged with NAMI Juneau. So the two organizations are now kind of two halves of the same whole. So it was busy and exciting. I think we have a lot of new ability to reach people more than we ever did before.
Right. You described this as a strategic alliance that was official on July 1st between Juneau Suicide Prevention Coalition and NAMI Juneau, National Alliance on Mental Illness. I imagine you guys already had a pretty good relationship before. So what's different or changing about this new merger?
So we did a lot of the same stuff before. Like you're familiar with with NAMI's previous executive director, Crystal Borland. Like Crystal and I would be at the same event and we'd have two tables near each other handing out similar stuff. And we would partner on speaker series and we would ask her to present to high school students when we were talking about mental health. She would ask us to present with her when she was talking about mental health. There's just so much overlap between the two organizations. And we decided to just combine forces. We want to maintain two separate identities. And the coalition is a coalition, so we want to make sure that there's community input on what the coalition does. But ultimately, so many of the different things that we do, promoting public education, doing outreach, and having actual programming to promote mental health, that we decided to join forces.
Has anything changed about the goals of your organization or their organization or new goals that formed as a part of this alliance?
I think loftier expectations as opposed to new goals. So I think we just feel like we can do so much more now. So I think that's it, like thinking big.
Oh, that's great. So what are some of the things that you're planning for this fall and beyond?
Well, right now we're in the middle of Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, like you said. And so we bit off as much as we can chew, and we're doing a daily, weekdaily noon presentation / discussion on our Facebook pages and on Zoom. So we're calling the series Let's Talk About. And we want to share community resources that promote mental health. We want to share specific information around mental wellness and suicide risk and how to mitigate suicide risk. And also talk about advocacy. And that's something that I actually just got done trying to schedule some advocacy presenters so that people feel comfortable. Like, obviously, like, it's great if like friends feel comfortable talking about mental health. It's even better if people feel comfortable calling to the radio talking about mental health. And I think if people want to lobby legislators, that's like just yet another great place that we can hopefully get folks to. So I want to talk about advocacy as a part of our Let's Talk About presentations each day this month at noon.
So every day of the month, every weekday, you guys are having these conversations on Zoom, Facebook Live, and it's the 9th of September already. So presumably you've had several of these so far. How are they going?
They're going great. You have to hear a lot of my voice on the first few. And so depending on your perspective, maybe that's not so wonderful. I had a good time. And now we're in the routine of having some presenters. We had a presenter from North Star Behavioral Health in Anchorage today talk about adverse childhood experiences. We're having a state trainer do a QPR training tomorrow. Question, persuade, refer. So if I have a friend that I'm worried about, how do I have that conversation with them in the moment around their potential suicidality? It's an hour-long training to help you feel better informed if you're worried about a friend or a loved one. And you really want to say like, hey, are you suicidal? I care about you. I want to get you help. There's an hour-long presentation on how to have that conversation. And then, like I said, we got a lot of other good stuff around advocacy, warning signs of mental illness, and all kinds of good stuff coming up later this month.
I see one of the topics on the list is back-to-school support. Have students been attending these classes? Are they targeted towards students? Would that be something that would be, a part of maybe a class? Or are you more targeting educators and community organizers and folks like that?
It's more towards parents and other community organizations. So we had the Clinkin Haida Navigators Program talk about their study groups that they're doing on Wednesdays. They also have a seminar coming up to help students apply for scholarships. We had folks from Zach Gordon talk about a few different things they have going on. First of all, just letting people know that they're open. I'll bet you some folks assume that they're closed because it's a city facility, but they're open. They're still providing programming. So their staff talked about how the programming is being provided, how it's COVID safe, COVID friendly, and some specific groups that they have going on. We had the Teen Health Center on to talk about the services they're providing, which look different this year since students aren't in person. So yes, we wanted parents and other community organizations or advocates to know that there is still that youth mental wellness safety net in Juneau. It just looks a little bit different this year.
A daily Zoom every weekday is a pretty big undertaking. So well done so far, and good luck with the rest of them every day at noon. And you can connect via Facebook. You're on the Juneau Suicide Prevention Coalition's Facebook page.
Yes, exactly. And we try to also beam them to the NAMI Facebook page, but inevitably I fumble the tech stuff. So Juneau Suicide Prevention Coalition Facebook page is the easiest place to see that event.
So I think it's safe to say that this year has put a strain on collective mental health here in Alaska, globally. What are some positive elements that have emerged for the Juneau Suicide Prevention Coalition?
So I think that there's been a lot of interest in talking about racial equity as it relates to mental health and mental wellness. And we've had the opportunity to speak about that in a few settings. We've been asked to speak about that in more settings. And so my colleague, Tina Deasis-Wright, who, as I'm speaking, I wish I would have asked her to be here with me, has been doing wonderful presentations about her experience in schools and how racial equity issues that are in the news for a variety of reasons apply to mental health as well. And how it's such a contributing factor to reducing some of the protective factors that exist for people. So one of the key protective factors that we always try to promote is a sense of identity, connection to your culture, knowing who you are, being able to express who you are. And it's been awesome that there's so many different organizations in the community that want to have this conversation to make sure that they're asking us to give them information to help promote that particular protective factor of sense of identity, sense of self, connection to culture.
Right.
And that's been very heartening to see.
So last time you and I spoke, it was a few months back, and I don't remember if we were online or offline when we were discussing this, but just kind of what we were going to do when COVID has passed us by and some of the summertime activities we were looking forward to. And I don't think the year worked out quite like either of us were planning. But did you get to do any kind of like COVID safe versions of any of the things you were wanting to do this summer? And you know, how did you work on your own mental health as we've been hunkered down for most of the year?
Yeah, and so this is something I think a lot about. And I think like looking back on like the 20 some years of me addressing my mental health, it's been a lot of like trial and error, and a lot of things that I think are helpful for different reasons than what I thought. One big misconception I think I used to have is that I thought that like being creative was really important to me. I was in bands and stuff like that. And I think what I've realized is it wasn't like the creativity piece of being in a band that was important to me. It was connection with other people. And like, we've heard the phrase social connection come up a ton since the pandemic started. And I don't think like it really sunk in for me until this summer. And I would get that like same boost from, you know, doing a difficult hike with a group of people that I used to get from being in a band and playing a show somewhere or writing a new song together. And it's just that like, having that like group experience, that teamwork experience is like so crucial to me. I used to think that I love sports. I think I kind of still do, but I really think it's like the teamwork piece. Like I never played individual sports. It's always been team sports. And so just trying to like recreate teamwork things has been super helpful for me. So doing a difficult hike, maybe it's something that's not on a trail and trying to figure out if we can get from point A to point B and like just fumbling through it together. Did that with a buddy on Saturday. We didn't make it. It was fun. We learned a lot. We scuffed our knees and I still got that like same like teamwork satisfaction, which is such a crucial thing for me.
That's great. Great to hear. That was a happy exercise because it made me appreciate some things that I, you know, would have just taken for granted this year that I don't think I'll ever take for granted again.
Like what? Can I interview you?
I'll ask the questions. Like camping out somewhere on the water and watching the cruise ships go by at night, something I've always loved to do. And I don't think I went tent camping a single time this summer. Of course, the rain had a lot to do with that as well. One more project you wanted to talk about today before we say goodbye is a new suicide prevention program called Together with Veterans. And I understand you're looking for participants. So can you say more about that?
Yes, absolutely. So the VA reached out to us, the Suicide Prevention Coalition, asking if we could convene a group of veterans to plan and eventually follow out or do some different suicide prevention messaging or training in the community. And we had our first meeting a few weeks ago. We had some good turnout. Folks were interested and enthusiastic about it. And we just want to get together one more time to really make sure we have like enough veterans to make this thing a go. And so we think if we have like 10 or 15 folks who sign on, who say like, yes, I'm interested in following through on this for the next 2 years, participating in the project, then we'll get money from the VA. The group of veterans will decide how to spend it, what kind of training or messaging they think is relevant in the community, and we can move forward with this whole thing. So our next meeting is September 24th at 4 p.m. It'll be over Zoom. And anyone who's interested, who is a veteran, can send me an email at junosuicideprevention@gmail.com. And I'll send you the link. It would be great to get probably like 5 or 6 more folks signed up. We've had good interest, like I said, but we need a few more just to make sure that we can actually carry out what the VA is asking of the group.
Great. I'm glad we can help you get the word out on that. And along those lines, how can we best keep up with Juno Suicide Prevention Coalition, other efforts and activities and your videos and all that?
Our Facebook page and Instagram accounts are great for that. So Juno Suicide Prevention Coalition. We have a newsletter, and I think on our website you can sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me again at that same email address, junosuicideprevention@gmail.com. Or just ask us on Facebook and we'll add you to our list. So we send out newsletters a couple times a month. We have in-person meetings that are announced in the newsletter and on Facebook. So Facebook and newsletter. Those are my 2 key ways.
Great. Thanks so much for speaking with me today. Aaron Surma, Executive Director, Juno Suicide Prevention Coalition. And Aaron, is there, by any chance, would there happen to be a phone number where folks can reach you as well?
Let's see.
Sounds like more of a secondary way.
463-4251.
And do you also, I just like to ask, do you happen to have the prevention hotline phone number?
Yeah, 877-266-HELP. So that is the Alaska Care Line. And they answer the phone 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And you don't need to be like in an immediate crisis, like, oh my God, my friend, I'm worried he's going to die right now by suicide. But like, if you have questions, if you want to talk to somebody, if you're worried about a friend and don't really know the next step, they're a resource that's always available, 877-266-HELP, the Alaska Care Line.
Thanks again, Aaron, so much. And one last thing, you picked out the music today, as you often do. And the song we're going out on is Evil Bee by, is it Menomina? Do you want to just talk a little bit about why you picked that one?
I had a really great reason for you last time when I picked some songs. This one, I just think it's a nice, gentle intro to the song.
That's why I picked it as well.
Fantastic. Thanks, right. Shelly. I appreciate your time and interest in what we do and appreciate all the support.
Of course. Great talking to you today, Aaron. Talk to you again soon.
Thank you. Bye.